Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Health, Healing, and the Law of Attraction, which is very fitting right now with this idiotic, paranoid coronavirus scare that everybody's worried about. So in this video, I reveal the insider secrets, the straight scoop, the naked truth about health and the fact that no one catches diseases as if diseases have a mind of their own and can assert their will upon you and are out to get you and looking for you. I'm going to get you. Nothing and no one can assert their will upon you because this is not a universe of assertion. This is a universe of inclusion and a universe of attraction. Nothing, including disease, happens to anyone without them attracting it. Yes, that is right. Every single physical or mental ailment is attracted to you or created by you, by your thinking and your mindset. Every single situation, good or bad, in your life, you create and attract by your thoughts and beliefs. No bloody exceptions. So, you want to discover how to completely empower your life and empower your health, then enjoy this video and podcast and enjoy your immensely empowered life. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And in my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, the health, the wealth, the abundance, and the freedom that you desire and you deserve. And if you like this video or podcast, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check me out at my website at zakiron.com. Lots and lots of goodies there for you, mostly free. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. All right, welcome again to my video and podcast, Health, Healing, and the Law of Attraction. Now, are you ready to become empowered to become a conscious, deliberate creator of your life and a conscious creator of your health? Are you ready to let go of your misguided beliefs that you are a victim and you can catch diseases? Are you ready to take control of your health, wealth, and happiness? If the answer is yes, then congratulations. You have taken the first step towards becoming an empowered creator of your life and reality. Now, this video and podcast is focused upon health, but the principles that I'm going to be revealing apply to every single aspect of your life and everything and everything that you would like to improve upon. Whether that is your health, wealth, relationships, your general happiness and well-being, etc. Now, this planet, this universe, this creation that you live in and are part of is a universe of attraction, not assertion. The basis of life in this universe is freedom, and you are free to create whatever reality or experiences you desire, and you are creating every single nanosecond of your life, and you're free to create anything you want because you are source, you are God, you are the universe, you are all that is. You are source in a body, given complete freedom, without judgment, to create anything you desire, good or bad. And contrary to what humans believe, you are not a puppet on a string here to prove your worth to some white-bearded, vengeful, judgmental overlord, a.k.a. God, so you can be granted favor and allowed to live forever in heaven. But if you don't make And if you don't make the Overlord happy, you'll be punished in eternal hellfire. That whole idiotic, ludicrous, fearfully childish concept of God was conjured up by humans because they felt unworthy and felt like they had no control over their lives, and they felt helpless and powerless and et cetera, et cetera. They felt like shit would happen to them that they could, you know, not imagine they could have ever created. So they hypothesized that they must be puppets or victims under the direction of some controlling overlord. But that ignorant, misguided concept could not be farther from the truth. Everything is God's source. Everyone is God's source. Every creature is God's source. Every plant, tree, mineral, amoeba, etc. Nothing and no one could be anything but God's source. So it is ludicrous and an ignorant, uneducated, unenlightened, disempowered idea to believe otherwise. This is not some proving ground where you have to prove your worth to anything or anyone, especially to God, because you are God. And God does not have to prove itself to anything or anyone, including itself. And because everything and everyone is God's source, then the only law that could rightfully exist is the law of attraction. In other words, whatever you think, whatever you believe, is drawn to you naturally because you are God's source. So, there is no such thing as a law of assertion. There's no such thing as a victim. Nothing and no one can assert their will upon you unless you ask for it, attract it, and allow it by being a vibrational match to it, which is not typically done consciously, but unconscious and unconsciously and vibrationally. Whatever you have been thinking on a regular basis creates a vibration. And you attract to yourself similar situations, people, and events that match that vibration. For instance, if you feel powerless and helpless and lacking in many ways, you will attract other situations, people, and events that continue to make you feel powerless, helpless, and lacking in many aspects of your life, like attracting the coronavirus or some other freaking, you know, virus or disease or cancer or whatever. It's all about being out of alignment with your source. So, this will manifest in countless ways, usually related to your fears, such as disease, lack of finances, bad relationships, lack of money, etc., etc. And similarly, in a more positive direction, if you feel empowered, confident, strong, and full of abundance, then you will attract other similarly oriented situations, people, and events that that perpetuate those feelings of strength, confidence, empowerment, and abundance. And you will attract and create health, wealth, and happiness. The key to understanding about creating your reality is vibration. If you have a problem in your life, such as cancer, you more than likely weren't thinking about cancer. You weren't thinking, oh, I'm so afraid of getting cancer, although some people do. Or whatever physical ailment you have that has allegedly appeared out of nowhere. But you were thinking in ways that made you feel the same as you feel now about your physical issue, your physical disease. However you're feeling about it, that's what you were already feeling. Or whatever the issue is, for instance, lack of money, which is an easier concept to relate to vibrationally than health, because not everybody's got a health issue, but it's probably a lot more people that got money issues. And because it's very apparent, it's very in your face, you can tell your financial issues by your lack of finances. So if you're generally fearful about your apparent lack of money, I emphasize apparent, apparent lack of money, and fear the loss of your job and fear not being able to pay your rent and your bills, etc., it is obvious what is going to happen. What you fear, you will create more of. Even if you are saying that you don't want, even if you are saying you want more money, but you feel that you don't have enough money, and you have no confidence that more money is going to actually come to you, well, of course, it will not. Because the universe is not a fairy godmother that can assert her will upon you. She instead gives you what you are vibrating or what you are feeling, not what you are saying. The universe, the law of attraction, our big giant fairy godmother gives us what we are feeling, not what we are saying. And what you are feeling is what you are vibrating. And what you are vibrating is what you are saying that you really want. Our fairy godmother doesn't hear our words. She feels what we feel. She feels our vibration. You can be saying, I want more money, but if you're feeling lack of money, the universe has no choice but to give you more lack of money. Because you're God, remember? So you always get more of whatever you are primarily thinking about, because what you think about makes you feel a certain way, which makes you vibrate a certain way, which transmits that vibration across the entire universe. And this completely non-judgmental, unconditionally loving universe unconditionally gives you more of whatever you are vibrating, good or bad or anything in between. God, source, universe, all that is, gives you more and more and more of whatever you are thinking, feeling, and therefore vibrating. That is how creation works. That's how God works. That's how source works. That's how the universe of creation works. That's how the law of attraction works. And that is how you work within it. You are God's source, creating your desires into physical reality in cooperation, in resistance, or in ignorance of the powerful law of attraction. I'll say that again. So you're creating your desires consciously or unconsciously in cooperation, or in resistance, and in ignorance of the powerful law of attraction, and you have been given, or more accurately, you give yourself the complete power and freedom to create whatever you desire unconsciously or consciously without judgment. And only you as, quote, human judges your thoughts and actions. And you as source judges you never, ever, 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 not ever. So, you are human and you are source at the same time. The source, you, is completely unconditionally loving and loves everything you think, say, and do with no judgment whatsoever. You as source does not feel separate from you as you may feel separate from your source. And source never judges anything you think, say, or do as you may judge about yourself or other people. So a good game plan in life is to try to be as source-like as possible. Or if your favorite dude is Jesus, how would Jesus act? How would Jesus think? If your favorite dude is Buddha or Allah or Muhammad, so how would Buddha think? What would Buddha say? How would Buddha, Allah, Moses, Muhammad judge this situation? Which means no judgment towards anything or anyone, including yourself. Which means embracing every aspect of life as being divine and just part of the adventure of creation. Which means embracing and valuing the contrast of life because you see the big picture as source does. That the contrast of life, those things in life that we dislike and don't want, cause us as creators to naturally desire improvement upon those things. It is your natural way of being as a creator, as a source creator of reality, to see things that you don't like and don't want, and desire what you do like and do want. And then, consciously and deliberately, manifest those desires into physical reality. And it is your natural way of being as a conscious, deliberate, empowered creator of reality to even desire improvement upon things that are already working well, and things that you like, and things that you love, and the things you want more of. Because no matter how bad or good things get, there's always room for improvement. And as conscious creators of reality, we will always desire more, and we will always look for more ways to improve things. Even things that are going great and working well, because everything and everyone is always growing, expanding, and evolving. And without contrast and without a desire for never-ending improvement, there would be no growth. There would be no expansion and no evolution, and life would cease to exist. But because you will always desire improvement, you will live forever. You are an immortal spirit. Your body may die, but you live on forever, constantly expanding, constantly growing. Now, you as a human in a human body can live as long as you desire. There are no limitations that actually exist that are going to kill you or give you diseases, etc. Because if you recall, this is not a universe of assertion. So disease, age, and even death cannot assert itself upon you. Disease, age, and even death are just beliefs. They are ideas that humans came up with to add spice to the life soup. Disease, age, and death are great concepts that provide great contrast to launch massive rockets of desire for improvement. This is obvious through history as people have accomplished great things to overcome these concepts and apparent realities, to overcome disease, to live longer, to be healthier, to be happier. People have accomplished great things to not just to overcome their own possible diseases and deaths, but to ensure the health and survival of other people, creatures, and nature, and all manner of things that we love and would like to survive and thrive. It is now common for people to live 100 plus years, whereas 100 years ago, the average lifespan was no more than 50 or 60 years. So essentially, we have doubled our mindset of longevity in 100 years. And with this in mind, why can't we double that belief again in 50 years or 5 years? Similarly, 100 years ago, people died in plague proportions from diseases that we now consider to be quite impotent, such as the flu. I mean, people still die from the flu, but hey, that's another story. That's back to, again, law of attraction. Of course, humans who don't understand that you can't catch the flu, but that you attract the flu, will still be paranoid about the latest flu epidemic, such as the coronavirus, and this fear sells because everyone wants to feel safe and everybody wants to feel powerful and in control of their lives. People want to believe that they have control over their health, and they do, but not by trying to control reality. You got to create your internal reality. You can't keep the flu away, or anything away for that matter, that you don't want and don't like by attacking it and killing it with vaccines or laws or prisons or wars, etc. You can only keep things away from you by not attracting them to you in the first place. Here's a classic example. Years ago, I was on a speaking tour around the USA and I was visiting my parents. And at the time, the news was reporting the latest, greatest flu epidemic scare, and we were encouraging everybody to trot on down to their local medical clinic and get shot up with the latest guaranteed keep the flu away flu vaccine. Well, I naturally did not follow their example, And of course, they trotted on right down there and got shot up. And you can imagine what happened next. 1 week later, both my parents were down for the count with the flu, whereas I was healthy as a proverbial dog, a really nice dog. So I rest my case. What you fear, you attract. What you think about, you get more of. They were thinking flu, fear, keep it away, attack it, kill it. And I was thinking health, fun, joy. And all three of us were graciously given more of what we were thinking about and therefore feeling. My parents' primary feeling state was disempowerment, fear, and disease, whereas my primary feeling state was empowerment, joy, health, abundance. And the same scenario applies to whatever you want more of or less of in your life. If you want less disease in your life, then you must focus upon having health, not getting rid of disease. Disease does not assert itself upon you as if it is some dark force from the depths of hell trying to kill you. You created it vibrationally. You did not create it consciously, but nonetheless, you did attract it. If you want less lack of money in your life, then you've got to stop focusing on your lack of money and start focusing on the joys of having lots of money. Lack of money has not asserted itself upon you as if it is some entity, some evil force in the universe, hell-bent on making your life miserable. There is no such thing as a lack of prosperity entity. You created the lack in your life, and the sooner you admit that to yourself, the sooner you can start creating abundance in your life. But you can't get rid of lack by hating it. You can only get rid of lack by replacing it with abundance. You've got to stop thinking about and energizing your apparent lack and start feeling the joy of having abundance. The same principle applies to your relationships. You can't create and attract good relationships by bitching and moaning about your sucky relationships. And you can't find good relationships by getting rid of your bad ones, because similarly minded people will always follow you wherever you go, until you shift your mindset upon what you want and feeling the joy of being, doing, and having those wonderful relationships. So it doesn't matter what you want, whether it's better health, better, more money, better relationships, more freedom, etc. The law of attraction is there to help you to create it completely unconditionally. Whatever you desire to be, do, and have in your life, source, your source, you as source, is there to guide you unconditionally to it. The path of least resistance is always laid out for you. And good feeling thoughts are your guidance system to get what you want. Good feeling thoughts are your navigational road signs that you are on the right path and heading in the right direction towards your dreams. And bad feeling thoughts are your navigational system just telling you, proceed to the guided route. Proceed to the guided route. When it is time and when it is safe, make a legal U-turn. So when you feel bad, that is just your guidance system saying, as soon as possible, make a legal U-turn and follow the recommended good feeling path of least resistance. Follow this good feeling path of least resistance, which is the path of most allowance, and you will always be in the right place at the right time, doing the right things with the right people, and your life will be a non-stop, healthy, wealthy, and happy adventure. But follow the bad feeling path of most resistance, known colloquially by Star Wars fans as the dark side. Cue Darth Vader. And your life will be a non-stop journey of fighting against and trying to kill what you dislike and don't want. Resistance is simply anything that feels bad. Limited, judgmental thoughts feel bad. resistance. Limited thoughts such as, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I can't do it, it's too hard, it can't be done, it's impossible, etc. The don't feeling, the things that don't feel good, resistance, resistance, resistance. These limited kinds of thoughts are completely contrary to your completely empowered, unlimited, all-powerful source self that can create anything and do anything and have anything and be anything. So, they feel bad because your source, you as source, never ever thinks in limited ways and only thinks in unlimited abundance ways. Trying to prove your worth to God or man or humans or will feel terrible because your worth is never in doubt. In the eyes of Source, you are priceless beyond measure and you can never ever do wrong. Even with your judgmental eyes, when you have determined that you fucked up royally, Source didn't even see it. Source wasn't looking at the problem. You as Source only ever looks at the solution. So when you do the proverbial fuck up, Source is already onto the solution. In fact, the solution, the improvement, what you truly want, has been instantly created for you vibrationally. What you want has been 99% created for you, and all you have to do to manifest this improvement into your life is fulfill your part of the arrangement. To lock in that last 1% is just allow it to come to you without resisting it, without trying to prove your worth, which means you've got to let go of your belief that you fucked up, which means you've got to see the immense value in that quote-unquote fuck up for the clarity it provided you, because from knowing what you don't like and don't want, you are now quantumly clear about what you do want. And now you can use your good feeling guidance system to keep you on the road towards the full manifestation of what you do want. So go now, empowered source creators of divine reality, and be, do, and have whatever you desire to create in your life upon the earth. Lead by example by showing others that they too have the power within them to create anything they desire into physical reality. And even more importantly, they have the power within them to be happy. Show others that the purpose of life is joyful creation by having fun with every aspect of your life. Show people how to be happy by embracing every aspect of life, no matter how that aspect of life may typically be judged. Show people that all life has value, good or bad, and see the big picture as Source sees, knowing the value of contrast in your life and life upon earth, that everything is providing a launching pad for your rockets of desire for improvement. So go now and be that improvement. For the world is not changed in external ways. It is changed from within. And you are the change agent, expanding and evolving all life within your expansion and evolution. The greatest gift you can give anyone is the gift of joy. And in this state of joy, you may influence others that they too may create lives of complete joy, abundance, and well-being. Your greatest power of influence is the power of your example. Words don't teach. Only experience teaches. So be that experience. Be the joy that you truly are. You are joy. You are love. You don't have to get joy and love. You are joy and love. You don't have to go and get wealth and abundance. You are wealth and abundance. You don't have to go and get health and well-being. You are health and well-being. Just surrender and allow yourself to be your natural states of love, joy, abundance, and well-being. And you will be, do, and have love, joy, abundance, and well-being in your life and upon this planet. And you will have an immensely fulfilling, magical life of non-stop fun. And you'll show everyone else that they can have joyful, abundant lives too. My name is Zakiron, and thank you for watching this video or podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.